Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Countrified UK podcast, brought to you all the way from the United Kingdom, bringing you your weekly fix of everything country. And now your hosts, Alex and Blaine.
Hey guys, I'm Alex and I'm with my boy Blaine.
Hey guys.
So we've got a very exciting episode today, episode number 15. It's got a lot of talking in, but very exciting talking.
Yeah.
We are doing the CMAs.
You could almost say it's a bit of a bonus episode for you guys. Because normally we post our episodes out on a Saturday or Sunday, and today it's a Thursday.
Ooh.
But there is a special reasoning for that.
Yeah. Well, the Country Music Awards were on last night, weren't they, Blaine?
Absolutely. And CMAs 2021.
Blah, blah. And yeah, so we managed to get sources on it and managed to get a little bit of details on what happened last night. And we thought it'd be nice to share it with everyone.
Yeah. So like last night, me and Alex stayed up dead late. We followed the whole event from start to finish. And then we were like, you know what we're going to do? We should put out another episode like we talked about last week and just discuss what we thought of the event, some of the performers, everything like that, and just to fill you guys in and let you know our thoughts on it.
Yeah, definitely. And just to finish off our show today, we've got a small segment from Cole Bradley, and he's given us such a little insight to his song Party Don't Start, which comes out tomorrow, I believe, which is the 12th of November.
Yeah, so for you people listening, definitely head over to Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your music. Check out Cole Bradley's new song coming out on the 12th of November, Party Don't Start. It's a feel-good anthem, like a proper good partying song. And like Alex says later on, Cole will give you some insight to it. And hopefully we can get Cole back onto the podcast, because
just for
such a cool cat.
Yeah, he's such amazing energy, didn't he?
We had such a bromance with Cole.
You had more of a bromance than I did. I don't get me wrong, I loved him. I really did. But like you and him, I honestly felt like a third wheel. You know, it's just one of those things.
It is what it is, baby.
I'm so glad we didn't play the rapid response round at the end, because he definitely would have said you.
Actually, talking about that, I still have to think of a forfeit for you, because yeah, Candy picked me. Yeah. So thank you for reminding us. And that reminds us, me and Alex are off on our way down to Blackpool. Blackpool. Blackpool on the brain.
Not again.
No, we're off to London tomorrow for our own British Country Music Awards. So America's had theirs. Now it's our turn on Saturday.
And we get to do it live, though. That's the beauty. So everything that happens, you'll be getting it here from us first.
So yeah, CMAs, keep your Bridgestone Arena. And we'll take Under the Bridge in Chelsea.
I like what you did there. So, let's start, Blaine. First of all, a list of all the presenters who are on last night. So it was hosted by Luke Bryan. What a legend.
So yeah, so obviously last year, it was the awards went ahead. But obviously there was no crowds. It was like everything. It was just the whole like, it just wasn't the same. And this year, it was a special anniversary. It's the 55th annual award ceremony. So you need a big host for that.
You do.
And there's no better person than Luke Bryan to fill that void.
I mean, they could have had Russell Dickerson, but
yeah, I think Luke Bryan, I know that you love him, but Luke Bryan, like...
yeah, he can play it again. Yep, I went there.
You might as well. Do you want to strip it down for Luke Bryan, do you?
Oh, man. Right. So I'm going to try, and there's so many presenters on last night. I'm going to, I do apologize from the start in case I pronounce any of the names wrong, but it's difficult to pronounce sometimes. I'm not the best reader either. So we'll start from the beginning. We had Trace Adkins, Ingrid Andress, Kelsey Ballerini, Dina Carter, Lauren, I'm assuming that says Daigle. Sorry, I'm reading Blaine's writing. Russell Dickerson, of course it's Russell
Dickerson. I thought you might get that one.
Yeah, that's the one I would get. Faith Fennerty, Florida Georgia Line, the awesome. Freddie Freeman, Amy Grant, Jewel Hill, Alan Jackson, Ellie King, Lady A, Zachary Levi, Scotty McCree, and there's another page. The list goes on, man. And we've got Hayley Arianita, Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, Darius Rucker, Susan Sarandon, Saikun Senbala. I do apologize. That's
a hard word to say. You did a better job than me.
Thank you. Kurt Warner, Lainey Wilson, and finishing off, Trisha Yearwood.
Wow.
That was a list and a half to try and go through.
The presenters. So they're just the people that are coming on. Maybe, I think some of them grouped together. So like, yeah, Katy Perry, Lionel Richie came on with Luke Bryan. Obviously, that's the American Idol little click. Not only were they just artists there, they had like sports stars on there. Like that Freddie Freeman, who's just won the baseball series with Atlanta. And presenting all these awards, and that's star-studded, to say the least, for presenters. Crazy.
It's amazing. But so what we're going to do is we've got all the categories, all the nominees, and even the winners for you. And we're going to,
We're going to relive the night for you.
We're going to put it in the order it was all done in. Let's start with Musician of the Year.
Brilliant.
So our nominees were Jenny Flina, Aaron Sterling, Derek Wells, Paul Franklin, and Isla Toshinsky. Now, amazing nominees, well-deserved nominees. Couldn't fault them.
Well, that's one thing I've noticed with all the awards that happened last night and all the categories. Like, when I'd seen who had been nominated for every award, I was like, oh my God, it's going to be so hard to pick from them. Like, you've got unbelievable artists, all in one, unbelievable songs, whatnot. How can you possibly on earth pick one from that bunch?
Well,
and it's the same with this category here. So, do you want a little drum roll?
Go on then. Go on, love. That's awful. But it was Jenny Flina who was the winner of that category, Musician of the Year. So well done.
Well deserved.
Definitely well deserved.
And that was the first one of the night. Which then led us on to Vocal Group of the Year.
I was nominated, wasn't I?
This is we should have been nominated as Countryfied UK.
Yep.
But honestly, this category right here has just got some titans of artists in this. So we've got Sack Brown Band, Little Big Town, Lady A, Midland, and Old Dominion. I mean, like, how would you pick from one of them? And
It's got to be tight, hasn't it?
There isn't a clear front runner in any of these. But lo and behold, someone came out on top, and it was Old Dominion.
Of course it was.
So, which I'm really pleased about, because during COVID, they nearly packed everything in because they weren't able to pay the bills. COVID, no tours, like nothing was happening. They were really struggling as a band. They nearly came to an end. So they managed to push through. And look at that sacrifice that they've come out and became Vocal Group of the Year 2021.
That's awesome.
So well done, Old Dominion.
Well done. Definitely. I mean, great story behind them as well, you know, from struggle to rise. So
yeah,
well done. Okay, so category number three was Vocal Duo of the Year. Now, honestly, when I read this list out, they're like, to anyone listening, like, this is madness. I know we keep saying, oh, how do you pick from that? But generally, how do you pick from this? This is mad. So here were the nominees. We had Brooks and Dunn, Florida Georgia Line, Brother Osborne, Dan and Shay, and Maddie and Tay. I mean,
it's so tough. Shout out to Maddie and Tay, like, being the ladies in there, like,
yep,
battling for the ladies there. But again, so when me and Alex were watching this last night, we were just like, this is so hard, like the categories. We were trying to guess between us, and we're playing a little game with Skittles. So Skittles being the little sweet snacks. So I was like, Alex, I'll bet you 5 Skittles, like Maddie and Tay would win or something like that. He was like, oh, I'll bet you 5 Skittles.
Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah. And fortunately, what happened?
Well, it ended up being Brother Osborne who won. So well done for you guys. But, I mean, once again, it could have been any of them. Literally, all I did was I just saw the nominees and picked a name out of a hat, and Florida Georgia Line was the first one in my head that I thought, yeah, they'll probably win. Because, you know, they got the awesome songs with Nelly. Like, the collaborations are amazing with people.
Yeah. And it's funny as well because if you're from the UK, Brother Osborne at the minute have started on Absolute Radio Country.
Yeah.
So they've got their own show presenting across here. So for any of you that aren't familiar, definitely go and check that out as well.
Brother Osborne, if you ever want to other lads on your show.
Yeah. I mean, Absolute Country Radio is sorted out. You could add two better presenters than us. But just saying.
Okay.
So then that leads us on to Male Vocalist of the Year. Right?
Me.
And this. Nah, mate, nah. But this just goes on to, like, what Alex was saying, like, how'd you pick from that? Well, up the stakes, how'd you pick from this? Right? Eric Church.
I bet you 8 Skittles.
I bet you 8 Skittles. Eric Church, right, is number one. Thomas Rhett, Dierks Bentley, Luke Combs, and Chris Stapleton.
Never! I mean, the worst bit is I'm saying this as a surprise. I knew. Yeah. But I mean, you've got to.
Yeah, we're still in.
I'm trying to be acting.
And we're pretty tired from last night because we stayed up late, like, follow this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, once again, any of them are worthy winners. Like, if the award went to Thomas Rhett, for example, I don't think anyone would complain, anything like that. The winner of this category was Chris Stapleton.
Obviously.
And
I mean, what a voice.
What a voice. But like Luke Combs as well, what a voice. Eric Church, what a voice. So yeah, well done, Chris Stapleton. Obviously everyone knows him as this fantastic artist. Not only is he good in the studio, but on his live performances, me and Alex has reacted to a few of his YouTube videos.
This is a man's world. Like, yeah. Honestly, the first time I heard that is, oh.
I mean, every time I hear like Tennessee Whiskey, I get like goosebumps. Yeah, definitely not the Male Vocalist of the Year. But honestly, well done, Chris, because you fended off some healthy competition in that one.
Well, which then brings us on to category number 5. It is Music Video of the Year. Award goes to Artist and Director.
Nice.
So, now, do you know what? Yeah, good ones, but I'm going to be honest with you, this was a clear outright winner in my eyes. So we'll start with the nominees of The Famous Friends with Kane Brown, Chasing After You, Maren Morris, Ryan Hurd, Gone, Dierks Bentley, Younger Me, I should say. That was a while ago. Brother Osborne, and Half of My Hometown, Kenny Chesney and Kelsey Barini, should I say. Well, like I said, to me, it was an outright winner, and only because I always think she does great videos, and giving that away, of course, it was Half of My Hometown with Kenny Chesney and Kelsey Barini.
Of course. It was a fantastic song.
Yeah.
I know that you said that was like a... So me and Alex, when we were watching this last night, he said straight away, that one will win it. And I thought, you know, Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd, I was like, that could be the song because obviously the romantic partners as well. And I was like, the chemistry in the video is there, but yeah.
But that's it. It's about the music video and stuff like that. Yeah, good music video and stuff like that. But it's not just about the song. It's about the direction of the music video. And that's why I thought, yeah, that one's going
to
take it.
I do like how these awards go to the artist and the director of the video.
Yeah, so it should. Like, director needs a bit of
So for this one, we move on to the musical event of the year.
Ooh.
And this award goes
Blackpool.
To the... Yeah, that somehow did not make the list.
It was a great event for England.
Yeah, yeah. No, The British festival was unbelievable, but it's just such a shame it's in Blackpool.
Yeah, Winter Gardens though.
Still. Oh yeah,
Winter Gardens, beautiful.
Looks like someone's picked the Winter Gardens up from London and just dumped it somewhere.
Just accidentally dropped, snapped from the thing. Anyway, we love you, Blackpool.
Yeah, we're only joking.
Anyway, 6.
Wow. Yeah, we're probably going to get like loads of people. People know where we are now.
Yeah,
so
yeah, please invite us back. We loved it.
So, yeah, musical event of the year. This award goes to the artist and producer of the video. So we've got Chasing After You by Maren Morrison there, Ryan Heard. Mm-hmm. By Dirt by Luke Bryan and John Davis. Famous Friends by Kane Brown and Chris Young. Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home by Miranda Lambert and Ellie King. Or Half of My Hometown by Kenny Chesney and Kelsey Ballerini. So quite a similar list to Music Video of the Year. So yeah, again, I think, well, the winner of this by clear distance was Half of My Hometown, Kenny Chesney and Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah, again.
So yeah, so absolutely like, yeah, so they've taken the musical event and like video. So it just shows, it goes to show, it is outstanding, top of the crop.
That's exactly what I mean. That's why I was saying like, this is going to be, this is it. Like, and then be nominated twice in two different categories.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you just know it's good. So, okay. Well, number seven already, man.
Yeah. Shame the event last night didn't go this quick. Especially when you're clock watching at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
I was going to say, when you have all those presenters, it's just, and the banter between them, and you're just like, yeah, come on, mate, speed it up. Like, apart from when it got to Russell Dickinson, obviously, it was just like, slow down, man. See, yeah. Go on.
You constantly
do a few songs for us.
You're constantly pausing the TV and taking pictures of them.
Trying to Photoshop myself in. I'm not that creepy. Okay, mm-hmm. So category number seven, which was Single of the Year, awarded to the artist, producer, and mix engineer. That was my impression of a mix, by the way. I'm so sorry.
I loved how you engineered that one.
That silence.
That was just a mic drop.
That was the silence of the awkwardness of that. That's why I stayed. Right. Anyway, so you got our nominees here. Once again, we've got Famous Friends, Kane Brown and Chris Young.
Hooyah.
Hooyah. One Night Standards, Ashley McBride. Starting Over, Chris Stapleton. The Good Ones, Gabby Barrett. And Hell of a Few by Eric Church. So once again, actually, to be fair, this was also another difficult one to choose from. It could have easily been between a couple, I think, for sure. But the rest, very hard. But this time, and again, Chris Stapleton took it with Starting Over.
By God. I tell you what, Chris Stapleton wants a canny big bag to take these awards home.
I know. I think he needs just a. Can you bring the truck round, or do you need a lift home? No, I need my awards to be put in there.
Yeah. I think I need another unit in the house. Just a new mantelpiece for all these to go on.
We're going to need a bigger house.
But to be fair, like, it's well deserved.
He's brilliant. Yes. He's fantastic. He does great songs, great videos. The music, like, the whole mix and engineer, like, that guy does deserve it because the music mixing is, like, it's not an easy job.
Oh, so, no. Well, the artists themselves are, like, really good at, like, what they do. Obviously, they are the main product. But you can't produce a track without, like, a mix engineer or producers or anything like that. Even, like, songwriters help. So it's a collective effort from all of them.
Definitely.
But, like, I tell you what, judging off how this has been going so far, if I was an artist and I was in a category with Chris Stapleton, I'd be like, just give him the award. Yeah. Please, I don't even bother. Don't bother reading them out. Just
know who's going to.
Go on, Chris. What you got to say this time? I bet he had some sore knees getting up and down them stairs.
You can imagine when they were presenting it, just saying, so the nominees, oh, Chris is already making his way to the stage.
Is that Eric Church leaving there?
Oh. Well, that's him not ever coming on the show.
Yeah, well, actually, he's in there. He's in Glasgow in March. So don't hurt me, Eric.
Oh, of course it is. Oh, dear.
Half these artists are as well. So this leads on to number eight, and it is the song of the year, and this one actually the award goes to the songwriter.
Oh, okay.
So we've got Chris Stapleton with his song Starting Over. Oh. Ashley McBride with One Night Standards, Gabby Barrett with The Good Ones, Hell of a View by Eric Church, and Forever After All by Luke Combs.
By this point, Eric Church was going, oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, there's a nominee. Eric Church definitely made a hell of a view because he just sort of made a scene. he didn't, by the way. Like, Eric Church was a good sport all night.
There's a Friends episode where Joey is nominated for an award, and when he doesn't win it, like, but he was taught to clap, just, oh yeah, well done and stuff if he loses. But when he loses in this one, you can just picture it go to Eric Church and him swearing, going, it's going, why am I out? And realize the camera's on him. Oh yeah, well done.
So, well, I don't even know if I need to announce who won this one, but for you that might not be able to guess or take a hint, Starting Over by Chris Stapleton won, which is a massive shock. However, I do believe they got that wrong.
What do you think?
I think Forever After All by Luke Combs.
But your Luke Combs is my Russell Dickerson. So that
not as much, though, but like Forever After All, I just think it's like, don't get us wrong, Starting Over is a brilliant song, but I mean, all of them are great songs on there, like the good ones by Gabby Barrett, but out of all of them, I'd say Forever After All, like, that's insane, like, everything about it's just cool, but hey, everyone's entitled to opinion.
Oh, 100%.
But yeah, so well done, Chris, again.
Again. Again and again. Again and again. Okay, category number 9 is New Artist of the Year.
Ooh, so this is one Chris can't win.
Yeah.
Right, there's hope for the other artists.
So, starting off, with our first nominee was Jimmy Allen. Then you got Ingrid Andress, Hardy, Mickey Guyton, and Gabby Barrett.
Now, before you say anything, out of all the categories, I believe this was like the hardest and strongest out of all of them.
Oh, definitely was. Like, once again, some amazing talent there. You know, it's not easy, especially because it's a new artist of the year. So it cannot be easy having to rise from not being known to being at this award as a new artist and, you know, being there with all these big names, Luke Combs, like Darius Rucker's there on the stage, and so on and so forth. So obviously I could list so many as I already have, but
they would have all been in a position at somewhere in their career where they would have been nominated for this.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Now this one, like, so the best thing about this category is to win it is a huge honor because it's like your step up into like, I am like,
yeah, you're being
artist.
Sort of like inducted.
Yeah.
So like all these other awards that we're talking about now, this is the one, like, it's like a stepping stone, like progression.
Oh, definitely. So it, I mean, without further ado, the winner of that one was, hold on, Chris Stapleton. No.
I know. By this point, he knew he wasn't going to win awards. So he just nipped to the toilet.
Imagine.
Chris, just hanging out the door. Was that my name?
Chris, why don't you just stay on stage, mate? Just, the winner of that was Jimmy Allen.
That's like, so if anyone on that list, if the won, I wouldn't have a qualm with that.
No.
However, I do feel Jimmy Allen is a rise above a lot of them. Maybe not Gabby Barrett, but Jimmy Allen, because he's like had a few hit songs. He's already got like massive tours and stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like, and do you know what? After watching his acceptance speech last night and saying, you know, it was like 10 years and how his manager had picked him up, like his manager had seen him in a like little shop, I think it was. He said a shop, just playing. And he goes, I'm interested in signing you. And he slept in his car for 2 years and then, like, you know, paid his dues. And now to get to this moment now where he's being like new artist of the year in the country music scene, like, absolute fantastic. And you could see how much it meant to him because he was like crying on stage and everything. So
now a bit of a claim to fame because we interviewed Faith Shuler, who performed with him not too long ago. I think it was just last week.
Big friend.
Well,
the
weekend actually. I think it was just last weekend.
Well,
Faith Shuler.
But I mean, it was all happiness and that last night for Jimmy Allen, but he recently just got eliminated on Dancing with the Stars in America.
I mean,
he did it on purpose, though, because he knew he was coming to these awards.
Yeah,
he's like, I don't need this Dancing with the Stars. I am a star now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the newcomer of the year.
Yeah, come get me when you need singer of Singer with the Stars.
But no, well done, Jimmy. Well, good, Jimmy. So we'll move on to Album of the Year, number 10. So we had Eric Church with his album Heart. Brother Osborne with Skellingtons. Morgan Wallen, Dangerous, the double album. 29 by Carly Pierce. Or Chris Stapleton, Starting Over. So,
Chris, where are you, mate?
Are you back from the toilet, Chris?
They've just said your name again.
So at this point, Chris was already getting out of his chair with his fifth napkin with speeches on. I find such and such. So once again, Chris Stapleton won with his album Starting Over, which again won Song of the Year as well off the title track. So brilliant. Some good competition there. I was sort of pleased Morgan Wallen got nominated for an award. Because if I remember rightly, I don't think he was allowed to attend the award show because of his
previous
slur that he had a bit back. But yeah, I was pleased that Morgan did because he's such a good, great country artist and everyone's allowed to make a mistake. But great seeing Carly Pierce up there, Eric Church. That Eric Church has got a little voodoo doll of Chris Stapleton now.
He's just made it at the award ceremony.
Good. But yeah,
when he's climbing up the stairs, he's going to cross his legs.
Enjoy that one, Chris.
Your career's going to be starting over.
Eric Church, oh, that's a hell of a view. Chris falling over. really do love Eric Church, by the way. It was just funny because it was just bouncing off. Yeah.
It was just easy to say it. It was in front. Category number 11, and this is our final category. Just category, though. We've got lots of other things.
I've got one more category after this, which is the main event of the night.
Bloody hell, did I forget about that? It's because I'm reading the other one. That's why. I am reading category number 11, which is Female Vocalist of the Year.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
So we have Maren Morris, Carly Pierce, Ashley McBride, Gabby Barrett, and Miranda Lambert.
Hell of a category, that.
Hell of a category. Hell of a lineup.
Yeah, that's some female power right there.
Do you know what they should do? They should collaborate. They could become the next Spice Girls.
Well, we'll go on to that.
Okay.
There was a performance that night between two of them people in there. But yeah, you could be like the new Spice Girls. Which one would be ginger and which one would be sporty?
Who's going to be the most ginger out of all of them? Gabby.
Gabby.
Just going to Gabby.
Just sounds gingerish.
Yeah. Gabs. But the winner was Carly Pierce.
Oh, yes. Happy days.
Da, 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 da.
And one of the things that when we were watching it was Carly Pierce was so shocked when she won that award. She was like her breath was taken over. It was so like she could barely speak. And do you know what was quite nice was Ashley McBride got up on stage, like someone just was beating that category and like actually just helped her through the speech, like sorted her out, was like, just take your time. Like just,
Read mine.
Yeah. This is what I would have said had I have won. Forget about her. Yeah. But no, it was just nice to see like some nice sportsmanship between them. And it just goes to show, like, as we always say, country music's like one big family. Like these people tour with each other, see each other all the time. So it was just nice. And then Carly finally got the waterworks and could start breathing after she stopped hyperventilating. Well, so
Gavin Bright could be Sporty Spice with a sportsmanship.
Yeah. I like that.
I got ginger stuck in my head and went Gabby again.
You got a ginger sports star.
Ginger sports star.
So this leads on to the main event of the evening.
Da, 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 da.
And let's get ready to rumble with this one. So we've got Entertainer of the Year. So this is the cream of the cracker. Yeah, the cream cracker, if you would like. So
custard cream.
We have Mr. Chris Stapleton.
Ooh.
Miss Miranda Lambert.
Ooh.
Eric Church. I didn't even know why that's funny.
He left by this point.
Yeah, he didn't even get... He ordered his Uber.
He had his name and quickly... Whoa, did I win? No, nominated.
Carrie Underwood and Luke Combs. So, again...
Big names.
Big names. So, you've and got...
Eric.
Eh?
Oh. I feel so bad.
I know, but it's like... I mean, I don't even know why that came about.
It could have been any name we chose from that little list there, but Eric Church's name just came straight
on top. It was just funny because like, we've griefed them a bit and it's turned in every category, but yeah, it wasn't Eric. And it wasn't Miranda. And it wasn't Carrie. So was it Luke or was it Chris?
I think...
I know which one.
I was going to say, I know.
But for you, that's playing.
But I think, what I was going to say, I wasn't going to say, I think I know. Of course I know. I was going to say, I think it's obvious who wins.
Yeah. And the winner was Luke Combs.
I knew it.
And honestly,
it wasn't Chris.
So Luke Combs is like, screw you, Chris.
Chris was already halfway up the stage. Yeah. Chris,
just
no.
Push him in the head. No. Push him down. Smack him in the nose like a naughty dog.
You've got enough. You can't carry anymore.
Heel.
Producer said no.
So, yeah, so absolute. I was ecstatic when Luke Combs won this because I just feel sort of the songs he puts out, the fantastic music videos. I think he's so hard working. Like, he's over like lockdown, he's put so many tracks out as well. So, massive congratulations. Yeah, again, if any of them won, I wouldn't have been shocked. But I do believe Luke Combs probably deserves it the most out of all of them.
Oh, yeah.
And it was quite nice as well because he was taken back. Alan Jackson, the great Alan Jackson, was one of the presenters of this award. And Luke Combs just couldn't believe Alan Jackson had said his name. He was just like, and the winner is Luke Combs. And Luke's like, oh, he's saying my name. Alan Jackson saying my name. And yeah, so it would probably be the same feeling if Russell Dickinson was like, Alex.
Stop stalking me.
Leave us alone. But no, so yeah. So unfortunately, Chris, you don't get your hands on this one.
Or the other ones, yes, but not this one.
Not that one.
Not this one, you greedy little
What's probably funny is, it's probably like Chris Devlin was like, that's the one I wanted.
I threw all the rest of the trophies down, just,
that's the one I wanted.
Going home.
Then there's Eric Church just going through all the glass. Yeah. Trying to put them back together. I'll take this one. Yeah.
I can carve my name. Chris is just going, Adele, come on. We'll go and do a song.
So
we thought they were going to perform last night.
Yeah. So, well, in terms of the awards last night, to take away from all of that, Luke Combs won the main event of the evening, entertainer of the year, and Chris Stapleton ended up leaving with six. So that's one way to just like absolute barnstorm your way into an award show. Just, yeah.
He got his steps in that night, didn't he?
He did. I bet his Fitbit was going crazy. His Apple Watch. Calm down. Breathe, Chris. Breathe. But then, so like, there was performances that night. And again, you just said, everyone thought there was going to be Chris Stapleton with Adele with the new track. But it just wasn't meant to be.
No, but he did perform with...
He did.
Somebody.
So, well, we had Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood perform If I Didn't Love You. Gabby Barrett performed The Good Ones. Jimmy Allen performed Freedom Was a Highway. Dierks Bentley featuring Breland and Hardy, Beers on Me. Brother Osborne performed Younger Me. Luke Bryan performed Up. Luke Combs performed Doing This, which no one expected him to perform this song, and it was a brand new release and he debuted it last night and it came out yesterday. Oh. So absolutely, like, that's different gravy to me. A boy's different gravy.
It's gravy and onions.
Dan and Shay performed I Should Probably Go to Bed, as we should have last night.
Ditto.
So should have Eric.
He did, didn't he?
Mickey Gurton featuring Brittany Spence and Madeline Edwards, Love My Hair. Zach Brown Band performed Same Boat. Chris Young and Kane Brown performed Famous Friends. Mm-hmm. Keith Urban performed Wild Heart. Chris Stapleton performed Cold. Blake Shelton performed Come Back as a Country Boy. Thomas Rhett performed Country Again. Carly Pierce and Ashley McBride performed Never Wanted to Be That Girl. Old Dominion performed I Was on a Boat That Day. Miranda Lambert opened the show with a medley of her greatest hits. Jennifer Hudson performed Nightlife. Eric Church performed Heart on Fire.
So at least he got on the stage.
Oh, wow. Rage of Fire. And then Jennifer Hudson performed with Chris Stapleton on Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
So, yeah, absolutely unbelievable that. But out of all them performances, who would you have said your favourite was?
Oh, do you know, I'm not going to lie, because I do absolutely love Chris Stapleton, and I absolutely love Jennifer Hudson as well.
Jay Hood's Productions.
So, and also Respect. Like, it's an awesome song, and the way they... Nah, it's hands down that.
Yeah, my favourite performance out of all of them was actually Chris Young and Cairn Brown, Famous Friends, because it was quite like a fun performance, because like they're performing this song and the song's quite, like, it's dead catchy and stuff like that. But the big back screen, the screen in the background kept coming up. So like they say they got Famous Friends. So it came up with like different country artists.
Yeah.
And then it would say something along the lines of like, in your yearbook, you know how you write a comment like this person's going to end up on like the Jeremy Kyle show or like something like that, or Jerry Springer in the US. Like it just came up with like funny little things like this person's going to become like a hairdresser. I don't know, something along them lines, but it was quite comical as well. So, but shout out to all them performing, and what a night. What a night to absolutely.
What a morning.
Yeah. But what a way to like showcase what country music is all about, especially after like last year, no awards happening. Like what a star-studded event, from your performers to all the nominees to your host to the like presenters of the awards as well.
Yeah, man. It's so good.
And the nice thing is, like, when we went on social media this morning, everyone was talking about it. There was YouTube videos, like every press in the country, both in the UK and America. So there was like Rolling Stone, CNN, etc. All these just covered the life out of it. And it was fantastic to see. It's putting country music bang on the map where it should be. And it's going from strength to strength at the minute.
Well, it was an awesome night. And tonight was awesome as well. It was really good. It's kind of reminiscing about it again and kind of living back through what we experienced. Great to go through all the songs, and I have to apologize deeply to Eric Church.
Yeah.
We do not mean anything that we have said tonight.
Yeah. What's his song called? Desperate Man.
Okay, we apologize after that.
Yeah, I needed to get that one out, Eric, because I was a desperate man. But no, like, absolute fantastic. So that was America.
Yeah,
we know Canada have got their country music awards coming up in the next few weeks.
Ooh,
and
Canada.
Now we have Britain this weekend.
Yeah,
and me and Alex will travel there tomorrow, and we'll be there all weekend collecting content for you lovely people.
Yeah, and it's going to be all live feed on our Instagram, and so
it's going to be fantastic. They've got live performances, awards, presenters, yeah.
And we put that episode out next weekend.
Yeah, as soon as we can, and we'll get you guys like up to date with what's been happening.
Yep.
Like Alex says, check out for Instagram for our lovely faces with other lovely faces of performers and everything. It's great. So maybe, Eric, you might want to put a song in on the British Country Music Awards. You might win it.
I think the only thing he's going to do is put a complaint in.
Take us off air.
But
next week, me and you will be recording an episode, and Eric Church has heard this, and all
an
throughout the winter.
Apology to Eric Church.
And throughout the winter, there's just one like long laser sniper dot on your head. Say my name right.
Oh no. Well guys, thank you so much for listening. It's been it's been a fantastic evening for us to do this, something different for us, and
Also, we've got coming up is Cole Bradley talking about his song Party Don't Start. And then straight after that is the song. So that is what is closing out the show. So really been great fun. And please, guys, follow us on YouTube as well. We've got our Countrified YouTube channel, which does reaction videos. So please subscribe, please follow, and go on our Instagram and keep an eye out for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And just check us out over the weekend and check out all our other episodes if you haven't. But once again, thank you for listening, guys. And definitely go and check out Cole Bradley and show him some love, because fantastic rising country star right there.
Yeah, well, here's Cole Bradley. Enjoy.
So we're now joined by Cole Bradley, who is an upcoming star in Nashville and Canadian. So we do love our Canadian friends at the moment. So Cole, how you doing, man?
Man, up and coming star. You guys from the UK.
We love it.
You always find a way to flatter us. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate you guys having me. This is super great.
Well, we're like over the moon that you've come on to the show, and we're going to be talking about a new song of yours. So would you like to tell us what the song is?
Yes. Awesome. So this Friday on November 12th, we got our new single Party Don't Start coming out. And it's been a long time coming since we put out an awesome party song. Almost 3 years ago, we put the song called Happy Hour, and it's kind of been our anthem ever since. So we close our shows with it. It's kind of like how people would know my name if they know it at all. But I figured I just put out a few nice ballads in the last couple of years. I've put out a couple of nice love songs, but everyone wants to go to a concert and they want to hear that party song. They want to raise up their drink and crush a couple of beers to a good old fashioned rager. So this song's called Party Don't Start, and I think it's kind of like Happy Hour, but like almost on steroids, I'd say.
Oh, I like it. So like, we got the privilege of watching this music video before most other people, so thank you for that. It looks like so much fun to record. Can you give us anything about the experience of recording it?
Man, I could go on all day about this video. I'm super glad you guys enjoyed it. I'm super glad you guys enjoyed it. It was as much fun shooting it as it was watching the video. It was pretty crazy. I was actually up in Canada for that shoot. I'm living in Nashville now for 5 years, but I managed to go home this summer for a little bit for a couple of shows and to shoot a couple of videos, and this was one of them. And it was great. Oliver Banyard was our director and videographer and editor. He did it all. This guy's super fantastic. And it was quite the crazy shoot. It was one of the most fun yet probably stressful shoots of my life. We had to deal with like wild weather delays. It was a one day shoot. We had this like massive like itinerary for like 5, 6, 7. I think it was actually 12 hours. And we were dealing with like rain, and there was like a massive forest fire the day before. So like ashes were everywhere. I don't know if you've seen like Game of Thrones, but they looked like King's Landing in season 8 almost at parts. Wow. But we managed to like move around the schedule and like I put it all together, and it was just super fun. And in the end, like I had almost 30 extras there, and they're all a lot of my close friends. And so as you can tell, the Party Don't Start, it's a song about, you know, partying and having a lot of fun. And we definitely brought the party, as you'll see. Some wild stuff in there for sure.
Oh, definitely look like it.
So whose idea was this music video?
Man, it's fun. I actually got to give a lot of credit to Oliver. As a songwriter, I always like to write the song and, you know, write from my personal experience. But I think the beauty of music videos is that sometimes you give it to someone as creative as, you know, Oliver, my director and videographer, and just kind of let them interpret how they see fit. And I think Oliver just definitely captured kind of what I wanted to do as the songwriter. And I let him go full speed, and then I just obviously gave him the check mark. But it was all his idea, and I think that it's definitely true to who I am and what my friends and I did growing up, obviously. So a little bit of chaos.
Oh, it looked like great chaos, though.
Yeah, if you have a house party or any type of party and it doesn't end the way that it did in that video, then you haven't done it right.
Exactly, man. That's the goal. The goal is obviously if you watch this music video, it should make you want to party. I've showed a couple of people in our camp this video, obviously, prior to it being released next Wednesday. But I think we're like watching it like a Monday morning or a Tuesday afternoon, and everyone's like, damn, that video just makes me want to party. So it's kind of like Project X, maybe a little bit, in a country music video, which is super, super fun.
Yeah, it definitely has that vibe. And like I say, it was just, it's a fantastic song. Like, I would love, that's one song I would love to see live.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those songs you can just jump around to. Like, as soon as it starts playing, it's one of those that people are just going to go, I know this song, and then you just start dancing away to it.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the hope, guys. I appreciate you saying that. We have a show here in Nashville in a couple of weeks. It's Whiskey Jam. It's a popular thing I do down here. And it's my first time playing it. It's super awesome. And definitely going to be playing that one. We're also doing the show with my co-writer, Anthony Billups, who wrote it with me. And he's just a fantastic guy too. But one of my biggest influences was Kenny Chesney growing up. So you want a little bit of your influence in your music. Obviously you're your own person, but I always like to, you know, learn from my heroes and see if I can translate, you know, parts of what they do. And kind of when we were recording it right off the bat with those drums and the guitars and everything, I definitely had that Kenny feel. And my producer looked at me and said, damn, this is a cool Kenny influence. You can see your influence there. And exactly. Look, when I go to a Kenny Chesney concert, I just want to be up. I want to be dancing. I want to be enjoying myself, having some drinks, and party don't start. That's kind of like what I hope when you come to my concerts, but also when you listen to the song.
Well, you've just mentioned there, like, obviously Kenny Chesney, but there's also many, like, different parts of different artists that you can pick and choose, that you can sing, like, the way that you perform and, like, with your songs and that. But you've sort of took all them and created one for yourself and then identify yourself as just Cole Bradley. And it's amazing that you've done that.
Well, it's I appreciate it, man. And obviously I grew up listening to kind of all kinds of music, whether it's, you know, country music, a little bit of rock, and R&B was a big thing for me growing up, like whether it's Usher or Neo back when I was, you know, 12, 13 years old. So maybe you can see a little bit of knockoff Usher resemblance in that music video with my dance. It was obviously not nearly as good and definitely a little bit lanky, but definitely like to, you know, put some heart and soul into the move. So
it definitely had a Nirvana vibe.
Like, yeah.
Was it cool, Teen Spirit?
For sure. Yeah. Nirvana was great growing up. I think U2 is a big thing. I appreciate it. Yeah. If you can hear it, I think that's the best part. And I was talking to, you know, some people in my camp, like throughout the last couple of days. And we talked about kind of how, you know, my music, it's country music, but there's definitely a little bit of rock influence in there too. And when you go, and like exactly as you said, when you go to the shows and hear some of these songs, it makes you want to bob your head and have a couple drinks. So.
Well, just before, you just mentioned Anthony Billups. What, like, he is literally a Nashville legend. What was it like writing a song, like, with him?
Man, Anthony Billups, he's a Nashville legend. He's, and to a lot of people in town, he's just such a great guy. And I think, if you go look up Anthony Billups, you're going to love it. He's so fun. His songs are so funny, so charismatic, so original, but he's just a really, really great guy too. And it was our first time getting in the room together, and I wasn't sure how this write was going to go. Like, there's some writes like really, like, you just don't know what's going to happen. And I listened to Anthony's stuff before a little bit, and I was like, man, this is crazy. Like, we'll see how this thing goes. But it was just such a great connection right off the bat. We instantly started vibing. I literally came to the writing session that day. It was like a Tuesday at like 11. He's like, hey man, do you want a shot of whiskey? And I was like, oh, you know where this is gonna go. And obviously, we just kind of talked about growing up, and in Nashville, obviously, it's a party town. There's a lot of fun to do. And he's a little bit older now. He's 30, I think he's 36 or so, and he's got a new wife, and he's really got it all together. And but it's funny, like listening to his past and kind of like my present. I'm obviously 24 and still love to have the occasional drink or two. We both loved to be the party. Life of the party growing up. And obviously he came up with this idea that party don't start till I show up. And if you know Anthony and his music, it's just super funny stuff like that. But we decided to make it we and kind of make it collectively and, you know, bring everyone else into it. And I think that it came across really, really strong.
Ah, so cool.
Well, the music video as well, not only do you have like one star, two star, but you've got three stars in it with three NHL players.
I knew this was
so
coming.
You've got Jake Bean, Cale Fleury, and Max Kurzier. Like, how did you get them in your music video?
Man, it's funny. No, it was awesome. And honestly, I gotta give credit to my buddy Jake. Jake, obviously, and I, we grew up together in Calgary, Canada. Literally just neighbors, family, friends. We played on the same volleyball team when we were 11 years old. That's kind of how we really got to know each other in middle school. But no, Jake's been killing it in the NHL and in hockey. And it's been fun because, you know, we've been close for such a long time. We both kind of took the path less traveled in our careers, and it's been nice to bond over that. But anyways, I've always been a supporter of Jake wherever he's playing big games, big moments. I want to be there, and Jake's always been a huge supporter of me. And after a while, Jake's always been my biggest promoter. He's always showing his teammates and his friends all the Cole Bradley stuff, which I appreciate. And he just kept tripping me for a while. He said, "Cole, you got to let me in on one of these videos soon here, man." And finally it lined up that we were both in Canada for the same time. And so I called up Jake, and Jake actually brought like a ton of people. He brought his girlfriend and his sister, Alex. They're both in the video. And then he's good friends with Max Croger's family too. And Kale obviously was in town training at that time. So he invited, "Hey Kale, do you want to go to this house party music video shoot?" So we got to meet Kale, and Kale's such a great sport about everything too. So that's the NHL connection. Just Jake's just been a great friend of mine, and obviously a great supporter as well. But I got to give Jake some casting credit in there too. So he's just more than a hockey player. He's an actor, and if you see him at the very end of the video, he's also playing a little bit of the acoustic guitar, which is kind of funny.
I love that, because like not only have you grown up together, like your boys together in that, but like you're supporting each other on your two separate journeys, one in sport and one in music. And someone we had on the podcast, John Kilmer, who's friends with Mike Studd. I don't know if you know about Mike.
I'm not sure.
Well, he went to college with Marcus Stroman, like who used to.
Yeah.
And so obviously used to play for Toronto Blue Jays.
That's how I know Stroman. Of course, we love Stroman.
And them two used to play together at Duke with each other. So he gets him on his music tracks and the music videos. Stroman can rap and sing. It's insane. So it's lovely to see when like you can bring your friends in to different projects and help each other out.
Yeah, and nothing brings people together more than, you know, sports and music, arguably. And like, in my opinion, I think at least in my life, I'm a huge sports fan and obviously a huge music fan. And I always tell Jake that too. I say, you know, it's pretty cool what you do, man. Like you bring a lot of people together, and he says the same thing back. So if you can collide the two it's just nice. Obviously Jake's killing his career, and we're working hard down here in Nashville to try to make a name for myself as well. But it's just fun that we got to share this moment together.
Well, you got Jake in a music video. So now it's Jake's turn to get you to perform at the Blue Jackets game.
Yeah, exactly. I'll get on about that. I'll tell him that you said that.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll see if he helps. I might have to give him a six pack of beers or a bottle of Jameson first, but I can do some convincing, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, if it takes a six pack and a bottle of Jameson's to get yourself performing there, then I think it's worth it.
I think it's worth the price too. Yeah. So yeah, we'll see. Maybe one day that'd be pretty fun.
It depends how much the Jameson's cost at the time, but you know. So if we'll finish up, but it's one of these things. It's been absolutely fantastic talking to you, and it's something different for me and Blaine, because normally we get to know people a little bit more about their lives and stuff like that, but this time we're here advertising and promoting your track, which me and Blaine are, I have to say, huge fans of right now. We love the song. We love the video. We were over the moon when we got the opportunity to promote it for you. So thank you so much for that.
Well, you guys, thank you, man. It's such an honor to be on here. And and I got to tell you, it's just, as I was saying, I get to do a lot of cool things in this business, and meet a lot of cool people, and it's just fun to see, you know, who you get to meet along the way, right? Whether it's, you know, obviously I've been down in Nashville and got to know so many people from all over America, but you know, getting to talk to you guys, country music fans over UK, it's pretty special, guys. So yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I suppose, like in your industry, one day is never the same. Like one day you could be in the studio writing, one day you could be recording a music video, next day you could be interviewing with who knows who. So
some random people from the UK.
Yeah, and that's the best part of it too. Yeah, it's never one day the same. People always ask me, "What's your day to day look like?" I'm like, "Well, like it's never the same." And that's super awesome, guys. I'm super special. I'm super special to talk to you guys, and hoping to make it down to the UK soon, and we can have a couple Newcastle brews or.
Yeah,
Jameson, some Irish whiskey, and chat over some West Ham or or any or Newcastle for your guys.
Probably more West Ham than
I'll be honest,
more successful.
Yeah, I was going to say we'll probably talk more about West Ham at the moment. It will be more enjoyable to talk about.
I'll take it, man. I'll take it. Us West Ham fans, we've had to pay our dues for a long, long time. So we'll take any opportunity we can get to brag about ourselves.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Well, Cole, it's been absolutely fantastic talking to you. And hopefully once again, we can get you on this podcast and we can get you like telling your story and having just a chat and getting to know you a bit better.
And also a drink.
But would you like 100%. One more thing for you to do? Would you just like to introduce your track to everybody?
You bet. My name is Cole Bradley, and this is my new single, Party Don't Start.
Summer town, when the phones light up over what's going down, saying where we're gonna go and where we wanna meet, but that kind of thing never worried me, cause the boys and me, we ain't ever been late, even when the party starts at 8, cause if we walk in at 9:30, you bet your ass that we're right on time, cause the party don't grow up, we're a rocking band when you fill our cups. Yeah, I'm down on the lake or up in the club. The party don't start till we show up. You may not know us when we pull in. By the time we leave, we'll be best of friends. Of our lives, how it all went down on this damn good night. Cause the party don't start till we show up. We're a rocking band when you fill our cups. Yeah, down on the lake or up in the club. The party don't start till we show up. The power.